Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Many laid-off workers are protesting Tyson Foods after losing their jobs at the company's beef processing plant in Joslyn earlier this month. Tyson abruptly shut down the facility and cut loose roughly 2,700 employees. Hundreds of them demonstrated in the rain outside the plant in East Rock Island County on Friday. Organizers from the National Party for Socialism and Liberation spoke at the rally, including Kenai Johnson.
We will fight with you against the corporate bosses that are trying to take what's yours. Many of you gave your whole working lives to this plant. This plant has run since 1983, 43 years. Three generations of families in Joslyn and across the Quad Cities built their lives around it. And Tyson closed it down in an afternoon.
Meanwhile, members of the United Auto Workers voted down an offer from John Deere to extend their contract on Sunday. Moline's farm equipment manufacturer proposed to extend its current union contract by 2 years. The offer included 4% wage increases for 2 years and $3,000 bonuses for members who accepted by the end of the month. The extension would have pushed the contract's expiration from 2027 to 2029. UAW President Sean Fain criticized the offer, calling it an attempt to bypass the standard collective bargaining process. This is WVIK News.